That's the Hoodoo Rhythm Aces. I'm sorry, Hoodoo Rhythm Devils. It's kind of a cross between the Amazing Rhythm and the Hoodoo Rhythm. That's the Hoodoo Rhythm Devils, and you may have seen this group in the area. They play a lot in this area, and they've got an album out now. Hometown Band Makes Good on World Records. That was Tangled Up in Blue. Earl Scruggs' review before that with The Train to Frisco. Also heard Gypsy Davy by Happy Tom. Banjo Buck by Buck Trent, and started off with Texas Cookin' by old Guy Clark, off the album of the same name. Well, if you're like me, and everybody goes, no, we're nothing like you. If you're like me, fat fans, listening to all this good music works up an appetite. Boy, is this a stretch in the imagination. And when you get hungry, you should do as I do. Go down to the Crepe Place at 2027 North Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz and scarf down all their good, healthy food, because they have a wide selection of good crepes. Not that microwave pre-frozen stuff. No, this is real food. You watch them make it. They'll sit there, scramble it up right in front of your very face. For example, spinach mixed with cottage cheese, onion, and cheese. How about that? All thrown into a crepe with bacon or mushrooms. Or how about a ham crepe or avocado? Or you can create your own. Just tell them what you want in it, and they will whip it up for you. Have that alongside a nice tossed green salad or a big healthy-sized fruit salad. Maybe a cup of herbal tea or some of their fine French roast coffee or even a bottle of beer. And top it off with a dessert, and you'll have it made. You'll be fat and happy, and fat's where it's at. It's a great place. Down just above Mission, just across the junction of Water and Mission, and right next to the United Bar, over at 2027 North Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz. Open every day from 11 a.m. until 3 a.m. Are you honky-tonkers? Great place. Here's Gene Autry.
He's back in the saddle again.
I'm where you've been so long. Ain't had no loving since you've been gone. Corrina, Corrina, why'd you stay last night?
Rien que pour toi.
King of all the taverns, that's Little Davy Wilkins. Clifton Chenier before that with Mama Mama D. You know, that's a great thing about Cajun or Zydeco music. You don't have to pronounce things in proper French. You just hit it with the heaviest accent you've got, and you're probably right. Martin Bogan and Armstrong before that, and started off with Back in the Saddle Again from Gene Autry. Got Sullivan here on Fat Radio. And I've got a special message for all you Star Trek freaks. Remember Lieutenant Kevin Riley? Ah, sure, and we're going to, who could forget him? Well, he's going to be Gilbert's guest on Chewing the Fat Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. That's tomorrow morning. I've met the man. He's a really neat man, and he's into country-western composing and singing as well as acting. Bruce Hyde, who played Lieutenant Kevin Riley, Gilbert's guest tomorrow morning at 9 on Chewing the Fat.
Okay, step right up, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Get your new car here. A score of 2 free refrigerators on one of our 5 Negroes. Happy, happy, happy. By now, most of us have learned that you don't get something for nothing. If you're looking for a dependable, economical automobile, the folks at Dawnstar Motors would like you to test drive the great new 76 Fiats. Dawnstar Motors is counting down their 76 Fiats and is offering the 128 and 131 Fiats at $200 over factory invoice. Equally inviting prices on the lease plan. Dawnstar Motors, where service after the sale is a commitment. 1025 Water Street, Santa Cruz.
76 Fiat countdown sale is still going on at Dawnstar Motors, and there are now only 37, count them, 37 Fiats left. So visit them soon for the best. Get out your handkerchief. You're going to be weeping.
I was there that day, and I saw her cry after Mama Teddy Bear said 10-4 and goodbye. She turned off the old CB and just looked at me. And her heart overflowed and her tears ran free. And the gratitude shone in her face like the sun for all the things those big, tough truckers had done. A handful of change and a few dollar bills. But most of all, a little cripple boy's dream fulfilled. I guess I was Mama Teddy Bear's best friend. I lived by her and little Teddy Bear since, oh, I couldn't remember when. And that's why now, before my memory grows old, the rest of the story just has to be told. I'd come over and sit with Teddy Bear while his mama was away and play little games to help him pass the day. Then the afternoons, he'd wheel that chair over by the radio and he'd go on the air. And one by one, he'd break them all. I never knew a trucker not to answer his call. He'd just grin and ask me not to tell his mama, but I was pretty sure she knew what was going on. But time has a way of taking its toll, much too fast. Mama Teddy Bear was growing old. And I watched as the silver touched her hair, but her one aim in life was Teddy Bear. And then I saw another change take place. Little Teddy Bear was slowly losing the race. I knew it, and his mama knew it too. And there was nothing in this whole world either of us could do. He talked less often on the old CB. There were times when he'd hardly talk with me. He took to sitting by the window and watching the road and the big 18-wheelers rolling by with their loads. And finally, he was too weak to get out of bed. And one day he looked up at me and said, "Would you turn on the radio and go on the air and tell all my trucker friends what's happened to Teddy Bear?" Well, the hardest thing I've done in my time was pick up that mic and say, "Break 19, this is for all you truckers who care. I'm calling for your little friend, Teddy Bear. He says to tell you he misses you all, and he's awful sorry he can't answer your calls. They all came back and joked with me and said they'd catch him later on the old CB. They never did catch Teddy Bear again. 'Cause late one night the angel came. And the last thing he said before he died was, "Tell all my trucker friends how I enjoyed the rides." Mama Teddy Bear couldn't tell them, and neither could I. 'Cause every time we'd look at that radio, we'd both start to cry. The funeral was preached at the chapel, and little Teddy Bear started on his last ride. As the procession rounded the little city square, the sounds of 100 engines filled the air. The truckers had dropped their trailers back somewhere behind, and one by one, they fell in line. They all tried to comfort Mama Teddy Bear, and it seemed like the warmth of God just filled the air. Slowly they formed a circle around the little grave, and a lot of big men cried that day as they paid their last respects on Teddy Bear's last ride.
Two, three, four.
Oh, baby.
Texas. Boys, it's booger picking time for Ben. He'd raise that finger mean and hostile. Stick it in that waiting nostril. Here he comes with a green one once again. All right, pick it, Eric. Won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. I worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? No, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until free. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord, buy me a Mercedes-Benz. My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. I work hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Well, you know, I'm always good for a threat. And I threatened I'd play it, and I did. That last thing that you heard, though, was, Lord, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? And the man's walking in right now who's going to do it for me. Old Toothless Tony has got a lot of money hidden away in his sock underneath his bed. Bashful Brother Oswald and Charlie Collins, a little instrumental guitar and dobro. Kinky Friedman with old Ben Lucas. Now, I certainly didn't think I would play that, and everybody ran out of the control room the minute that I put it on. But it's all right. She played Mama Teddy Bear, or whatever that was.
Okay, Howard, how would you analyze that last play?
There are only 7,000 or 8,000 words I could use to describe the mawkish insipidness which you so adroitly have disseminated recently. The tailback had the unmitigated gall to meander in a rather oblique pattern, causing the immediate encumbrance of his signal caller's geophagy. In other words, he took too long and the quarterback had to eat dirt.
Any particular reason for this?
Paraphrastically, the felicitous defending personnel obviously have been haberdashed by crazy legs in the Oak Ridge Mall, San Jose.
And this caused their great play?
Unabashedly so. Crazy Legs has been named after a former great footballer. I refer to the amazing number 66 out of Wisconsin.
You mean Crazy Legs Hirsch?
Either him or Levi Strauss, I forget.
Well, old Crazy Legs there has all the Levi's and everything else that's good for your body. And don't forget, that's Crazy Legs in the Oak Ridge Mall on Blossom Hill Road and Saratoga Sunnyvale Road at Prospect. Let's get those folks out of here and do something else. This Thursday and Friday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Back Room proudly presents The Original Haze, featuring Jerry Miller and Corny Bumpus. The Original Haze is one of the leading groups to erupt out of the Bay Area music scene in some time, and they'll be playing Thursday and Friday at the Back Room. Opening the show will be Peter Lewis, another former Moby Graper guitarist. The Original Haze, Thursday and Friday, at the Back Room, located at the new Riverside restaurant, Barron and Riverside in Santa Cruz. You don't want to miss it, and you don't want to miss seeing somebody who calls himself Corny Bumpus.
I wish, I hope, I wonder where you're at sometimes. Is your back against the wall or just across the line? If you've been standing in the rain reciting nursery rhymes, trying to recall some long lost kind of peace of mind, peace of mind. Try spending the night sometime all over in a frozen room after need you blame, you settle in the rain. I got up down in my basement, and he waited there for me to have this accident, so he could drink my wine and eat me like a sacrament. I just stood there like I do, then I came and went like a bird in the foreign sky. I couldn't even say goodbye or come and share the pain. My saddle's in the rain.
La 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 friend who doesn't know if I'm his friend just yet. His eyes and mouth were widely open, and his jaw was set like he'd fell off a cliff and hadn't hit the bottom yet. I wish he wouldn't pull those things on me without a net, without a net. I had him up to the house one time, we were having a real good time, and then he went lame, he settled in the rain. Not too far from the Alamo sits a girl who stole my records very long ago, and she wishes once and washes out those dirty clothes as she shuts her eyes and dreams about a one-eyed Joe, one-eyed Joe. A car parked on a dirty road, heaven knows the load she pulls, couldn't take the strain, she settled in the rain.
So much, I know for sure. Yes, the day will come and I'll be on the right road. I'm saying hello and even I'll go. I can send off a letter to her, but that would leave no surprise. No, I got to wait, or wait for that look in their eyes. And I'll sit by the creek where the water runs cool and I know I'll have such a good time. I'm saying hello and even I'll go. the coffee brewing. I'll take my black, you know it's good, it's good to be back. Gonna tell me how you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and even I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train to stop? I wanna get off to say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I want to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late. You got to get what's on the plate. Take mine black, you know it's good, it's good to be back. Don't tell me how you folks been doing. I'm staying alone, and evening I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train will stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I do too, and I ain't one to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late, you got to get what's on the plate.
Yo, little lady, oh, little lady.
I'm saying hello, and even I'll go. Give me some room, you can't do it too soon.
Right in the middle of a 10-cent scenery, shuffled and stacked on a postcard rack. It's a cute little kid on a Shetland pony. Smiles at me, I can't smile back. Cactus Jack drinks coffee black. Tells me it's my lucky day. 5 o'clock in the Texas morning. I come a long, long way. 5 o'clock in the Texas morning. I come a long, long way. She left me cold on a winter's morning. Cold it's been for the longest time. She told me Texas was where she was going. I come a look and she's hard to find. Cactus Jack drinks coffee black. Tells me it's my lucky day. 5 o'clock in the Texas morning. Come a long, long way.
B.W. Stevenson out there with the tumbleweed and the cows and what else they've got on her ranch. I don't even know. Way out there. Texas morning. Of course, Dan Hicks and his hot licks with Cowboys Dream Number 19, The Wailers. Just before that, with an instrumental version of Back in the Saddle Again. The Wailers are Waylon Jennings' backup group. They're not the reggae guys. And John Prine from a new best of, Saddle in the Rain.
By now, most of us have learned that you don't get something for nothing. If you're looking for a dependable, economical automobile, the folks at Donstar Motors would like you to test drive the great new 76 Fiats. Donstar Motors is counting down their 76 Fiats and is offering the 128 and 131 Fiats at $200 over factory invoice. Equally inviting prices on the lease plan. Donstar Motors, where service after the sale is a commitment. 1025 Water Street, Santa Cruz.
Well, the 76 Fiat countdown sale is still going on at Donstar Motors, and there are, count 'em, 33, just count 'em, Fiats left. Visit soon for the best selection.
This week, Stereo Warehouse is out to prove that you can still get something for nothing. That's right. When you buy three Maxell UD C90 cassettes at our regular sale price, we'll give you a sturdy cassette carrying case free. Or how about a free cassette deck when you buy a receiver? That's what you get with the new Sharp SC-201.
Well now, listen here, people. About to sing a song. I'm going to St. Louis and I won't be long. Cause I'm wild about my loving. I like to have my fun.
I need your company. Aunt Claudia went to town to buy a new slip buckle. John went fishing on a 3-day trip. So bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me. Billy Liebert. honey, I need your company. Well, your mama won't fret if you bring it over here. Preacher won't know, and the neighbor don't care, so bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me, Roy.
Play the fiddle.
We'll bring it on down, cause I can play little. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me and Mr. Hamlet.
Play the fiddle.
Well, bring it on down, cause I can play fiddle. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me.
Radio KFAT Gilroy.
Nobody knows what you do when you're all alone. It's just you when you're on your own. It's just you. Nobody knows what you do. Nobody knows what you're saying. Whether you're working, whether you're playing. Sure have your way, nobody knows what you do. for sure no one will ever know. You can come and you can go, nobody knows what you do. No one can see what goes down if nobody else comes around. Nobody knows what you do. Comes to hang around, nobody there to put you down or else to say they approve. Nobody knows what you do. And for sure, no one will ever know. You can come and you can go, nobody knows what you do. And nobody can see what goes down if nobody else comes around. Nobody knows what you do. One will ever know. You can come and you can go. Nobody knows what you do. No one can see what goes down if nobody else comes around. Nobody knows what you do.
Woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. She walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Mm-hmm. if I want to honky-tonk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache, don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you'll mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Minding other people's business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
Hallelujah.